Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch the video, you can take a poll question, on and on. We got that website's almost 15 years old. Of course, we've updated it, improved it many times over the years, and we update it every single day just for your benefit. Mike Pugh is our guest. Mike's a great member of our Braid Trust, the domestic marketing vice president of J2 Global, and he's here to talk to us about. We've been talking about the survey that they conducted of 1,500 small business owners about what they thought about the economy, how they felt about using technology, and really breaking this thing down. Mike, I'm really impressed at how you've broken the survey down, and how you're able to tell, sort of get some ideas about why people have responded the way they have.
Oh yeah, well, it's for us. We're trying to both help the industry with some more information about what people are doing, but also help ourselves in developing the right products. Because if you don't solve a need, you go out of business. All of our small business friends know that. So we're trying to keep the pulse on what people are doing so we can provide them with the right solution.
Absolutely. You want to give us a website and tell folks how they can find the survey?
Sure. If you go to www.j2.com, you can learn more about all these great cloud services, and you can also get a link out to the survey that helps you see what small businesses are doing with mobile, what they're doing with the economy, and what they're doing with social media.
Right. Sounds good. And J2.com, folks, you mentioned mobile. Tell us about what you learned from what people told you about mobile. Because I, as you know, Mike, and as my audience knows, I've been stressing to my small business owners that they've got to get good at mobile. They've got to be able to connect with people by mobile and help them connect, because that's where the relevance factor is on steroids at the mobile platform, isn't it?
Yep. Well, what we see is just like I mentioned before with marketing, where email and search were still in the lead, but social was coming. We're finding that on mobile, that email is still the power app. That we surveyed iPad users, and they were still using email by far the most common thing that they did with their iPad every day.
Yep.
But other things were gaining ground. So once they got that iPad in their possession and they did the easy, straightforward thing with it, which is answer the email, mm-hmm. they started doing other great stuff with, like, using it for product demonstrations, using it for video conferencing, using it for other applications that they maybe wouldn't have thought of or couldn't have justified buying the iPad in the first place.
Right.
But once they saw it and looked in the App Store and saw all the great things they could do for their business, they really started running with it.
Right. Well, absolutely. And it is amazing. And see, Mike, this is why I've been telling my audience, if you don't own a smartphone, if you own a business and you don't own a smartphone, don't let the sun go down on you without getting one. You've got to start using the mobile capability just so you can see what your customers and prospects are doing and how they're wanting to connect with people. If you can do it, you can see how they're doing it, and you can identify where you're weak in your own business and how to strengthen that up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my favorite three apps right now are, I love Expensify for doing expense reports and keeping track of expenses. It's something that is great for being both organized and being efficient. I love Square for people being able to process credit cards using their smartphone or other mobile device.
Yep.
And I love eVoice for being able to be able to do a phone system, but do a phone system on a mobile phone. So you look like a pro, but all you ever do is answer your mobile phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of capability is really helping companies look bigger and operate as if they were bigger without being bigger. And without the expense of being bigger.
Yeah, and I think a really timely thing this time of year is they're helping people get away. I think it's really important. I saw a study very recently that said that getting away for a vacation made you much more productive when you came back. And being able to have these apps allows you to split off for a summer vacation and maybe do what I think is a great recommendation, is spend a half hour in the morning and a half hour at night catching up. But
right.
if you move your business into the cloud and you're using these mobile apps, you can do that without needing to drag along a ton of paperwork, because the paper's no fun at the pool or the beach. You can really do most stuff from your smartphone or your iPad and not be able to fully do your work, but be able to delegate as much as you can and then do the evening and afternoon check-in to sign expenses and do those kind of things and keep the business moving.
It'll actually
so
help
you. In the middle of your day off fishing.
It'll actually help you be able to take a vacation more quicker and sooner because you know, if you're like I was, I mean, I remember years ago, decades ago when I started my business, Mike, you know, I could almost couldn't leave my business because we didn't have all this capability, and I was afraid to leave because it was my business was young and every week was important. But now, if you can take this kind of connection with you, if you're a small business owner, you're never going to actually be away from your business. It's going to be in your head, so you might as well have these tools that can help you take action while you're vacating.
Yep, and in each business is a little bit different. We had one customer who thanked us so much when we put digital signatures onto our mobile app for the iPhone.
Right.
The one thing they couldn't do on vacation was to be able to sign expense reports. And once we added that to eFax, they could walk away from their business, they could delegate everything else, and as long as they could log in every night and sign expense reports, they were good.
Yep.
And it made all the difference in the world for them being able to take a real vacation.
Absolutely. Folks, this is what it can do for you, the cloud and the mobile connected. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Give us the website again, please.
www.j2.com.
That's pretty easy. Hey, Mike, thanks. Come back again real soon. Bring us more good information like this.
Thank you very much.
See you later. Mike Pugh, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.